How would you like to have diarrhea for life? Well, if you or anyone you know is on the drug Ozempic, this could be a reality for you real soon, folks. I've had friends try to get me on this drug. I have doctors, friends that are doctors that have tried to prescribe this for me and say, hey, man, you'll lose weight quick. Tell your friends about this stuff. And I did just a little Google search, made up my own mind and said, nah, this ain't for me. This is not something I want to do. And now what's coming out is you could suffer diarrhea forever after Ozempic caused horror bowel injury and weight loss drug made another vomit until her teeth fell out. I don't know how that happens. I don't know if they're just, just using that as like a figure of speech, but I think they mean it because maybe the acid eats away at your gums. Not sure. Claimed dozens of lawsuits saying maker failed to warn of its dangers. Folks, diarrhea for life. There's no amount of money that I could win for reparations if I suffered from this. Your life is over. Your social life goes down the drain. It's over. Never go on a date again. Can't even go to the movie. Diarrhea for life, folks. Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, I think that's how you said, has been hit with dozens of lawsuits from patients who suffer stomach paralysis after using the drugs. Patients told DailyMail.com they weren't warned about the risks, which left some with lifelong injuries like you got to keep going to the bathroom. An attorney said thousands more lawsuits will be filed. Eli Lilly, which makes rival drug Mounjaro, also faces at least 10 lawsuits with similar claims about side effects that patients say they weren't warned about, folks. That's why, you know, in the society we live in today, everybody wants something. They want the instant gratification. They want the get skinny quick. They want this fast. They want that fast. And nobody wants to work for anything. And there's a lot of societal pressure. And the sad thing about this, if you could take anything in a little magic pill, you're going to do it. And if it says on there that you're going to lose weight and doctors are prescribing it, gosh, just let other people try it for a few years. Let them work out the kinks. Let them test it. Let other people be the guinea pig. A woman who will suffer diarrhea for the rest of her life after using Ozempic is among dozens of patients who are suing the maker of the blockbuster weight loss drug over claims it left them with crippling stomach paralysis. Boy, am I happy I didn't try this drug. Wow. And they were really pushing it on me. I have a lot of friends that are on this stuff. I just called one today and I go, man, did you know about this? Oh, bro, I got off this stuff a long time ago. It was making me feel weak and nauseated. I got off it. Well, thank God you did, because guess what, buddy? You could have had diarrhea for life. Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, excuse me how I pronounce these words, is facing lawsuits from patients across America who say they experienced extreme light side effects, which were allegedly not warned about. I mean, this is going to be off the rails. I know so many people that are on this drug right now, and it's mainly young people. That's what's so unbelievable about it, is that a lot of young people do this stuff. And you see it all the time. Young people, they're the ones that are now using Botox and fillers, and it's all because of this, I'd like to call the instant gratification generation or the Instagram generation. Thousands more patients have also come forward to claim they suffered adverse reactions to the drugs, and attorneys say many more could join the growing legal campaign. Most of the patients claim they suffered from gastroparesis, I guess that's how you say it, which is the medical name for paralysis of the stomach. Paralysis of the stomach? That sounds brutal. Oh, that sounds terrible. There's no amount of money that can solve this issue for me. I like having regular bowel movements, folks. I don't need diarrhea for the rest of my life. The condition, which can be life-threatening, causes a buildup of food in the gut, and symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and severe pain. Your life is over. Your life is over. DailyMail.com reviewed more than a dozen lawsuits filed since November by patients who were diagnosed with gastroparesis, I think that's how you say it, after using Ozempic and Wegovy, including some who suffered life-threatening bowel injuries and faced lifelong consequences. Oh, my gosh. In all the lawsuits, Novo Nordisk is accused of failing to properly warn about the risk of gastroparesis, pariasis, gosh, I can't pronounce that word, on the drug's packaging. So you see a very attractive girl right here, got the whole world in front of her, and says here, Brea Hand, 23, told DailyMail.com she required 5 hospital visits before doctors diagnosed her with gastroparesis, which was allegedly caused by Ozempic. Her life is over, folks. Beautiful girl, very attractive girl, until you go into the restroom after her. Her social life is over, and her life is just beginning, all because she wanted to get skinny quick. She wanted that magic pill. Zachariah Gregory was hospitalized for 4 weeks and had her gallbladder removed because of complications which were allegedly caused by her use of Ozempic. Oh, this poor girl. And you know what? It looks to me like these girls are also, it just could be me, but they're probably doing Botox and fillers and things like that. I mean, the pressure on the younger generation now to be perfect, that they would risk their lives, not even care about the side effects of a drug like Ozempic, and just to lose weight, just to lose an extra 5-10 pounds. It's the pressure of this generation. Generation Z, man, it's going to be interesting to see where they are even in their 30s and 40s. At least 10 lawsuits have also been filed against Eli Lilly, the maker of Mounjaro, a diabetes drug which works in a similar way to Ozempic and Wegovy, and is also prescribed off-label for weight loss. I got to say, there's a lot of doctors that are irresponsible just handing this. Eli Lilly is also accused of failing to include proper warnings about Mounjaro's risks. In one case, a woman who used Ozempic and Mounjaro claims she was diagnosed with gastroparesis, which caused her to vomit so much that some of her teeth fell out. In another, a woman was diagnosed with a life-threatening bowel injury. I'd hate to see what that looks like. After using Ozempic and underwent surgery, which lasts nearly 9 hours. How does this happen? I mean, could you imagine stomach paralysis? I mean, what happens? You don't digest your food. Your intestines don't work. That all just goes null and void. What do you do? Your life is over. Doctors said she would be in pain for the rest of her life. Read that again, folks. The rest of her life, and will never have a solid bowel movement again. A third case brought by a woman who used Wegovy claims she was diagnosed with severe gastroparesis and was hospitalized with symptoms including going a week without bowel movements. Oh, boy. More than 40 cases have been filed in federal courts across America, and attorneys are reviewing thousands more. Thousands more. The cases are expected to be grouped together later this month into a multi-district litigation, which will centralize them before a single judge. Cameron Stephenson, an attorney at Levin Tampantino, whatever, Rafferty, told DailyMail.com, his firm currently has around 100 clients who were diagnosed with gastroparesis after using the drugs, and it's investigating 1,000 more. There's no doubt in my mind that there are going to be thousands of cases that will be filed in the MDL over time. My buddy said that this stuff made him feel just terrible. He was not feeling good. He was nauseated. He felt lethargic. Stevenson, who floated the possibility that the number of individuals could run into tens of thousands. The legal action is focused on patients who were medically diagnosed with an obstruction or gastroparesis and required emergency treatment or hospital intervention, he added. I can't even imagine this being a side effect. I can't even imagine this not being able to go to the restroom, constipation or diarrhea. Stevenson said there's no doubt that the drugs are highly effective for many patients who want to lose weight or control diabetes. But he added, the point is that if these drugs carry with them potentially permanent side effects, or a side effect that can have extreme side effects on someone's health or and their life, you have to put that in the warning label. Yeah, but how many people do you know that honestly will just sidestep the warning label? They don't care about the warning. They don't care about the side effects. They just want to get skinny now. Ozempic has FDA approval. I mean, I know people that will take the risk. I actually know people right now that are still on this stuff. I should call all of them. Ozempic has FDA approval for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, but has been prescribed off-label for weight loss to millions of Americans, Mounjaro also has approval for diabetes, but can also be prescribed off-label for weight loss. Just a couple months ago, my friends were telling me this was all the craze. Yeah, I guess it's like an insulin pen right here. I guess you just subcutaneous. Wow. Novo Nordisk's Wegovy has FDA approval for chronic weight management. Nothing is worth your life. Nothing is worth shitting your pants for the rest of your life. No social life. What's the point? What's the point of any of this stuff if the risks it carry outweigh the benefits? I don't understand it. I don't get it. I like having regular bowel movements. So let me know your comments down below. What do you all think? I mean, would you take the risk of this? Would you? Do you know anybody on this stuff, or are you using it? And are you going to get off it like immediately? I don't think this is worth the risk, folks. Not to me. And I'm sure a lot of people who are just now watching this, you might be on it. You may need to get off. You may want to get off, or you'll be on the toilet for life. All right, folks, give me your thoughts down below. Let me know what you think. Is there a price tag you can put on this stuff? I don't think any amount of money would make me happy if this was one of the side effects and I was suffering from it. Paralysis? Paralysis of the stomach? Are you kidding me? This is, I'm just telling you, man, I don't trust the industry at all. I don't. And excuse me for feeling that way. Let me know your thoughts down below, folks. Later.